Peschen de Bracha. What better bracha is there that you have been chosen to be part of the Legion Shel Melech to go on Merkur Shlichus for Pesach Tov Shanayim Beis. Bechlal the Achrayas that goes together with being a Shliach, which the Rebbe says that where you go, you're taking him with you. So the Hanhoga has to be a Hanhoga HaMasima, to one that is Masim, to somebody that is going on Shlichus of the Rebbe. What is the ultimate job, the ultimate mission of somebody going on Merkur Shlichus, or Befrat and Aniyah Vosalzatam mit Gula? There's a very, very interesting pasuk in Parsha Shmos. If the Moshe Rabbeinu has this whole dialogue with the Eibishter, who are you, who am I, why should I go, what is your name, what is he going to ask me, what is he going to tell me, with the burning bush, with the snare, with the snake, with the everything. It comes down to this pasuk. Vayoshav Moshe al Yeser Chosnei, vayoyma ashuvun ha'eredom mitzrayim ha'lira shleim achay, ha'oidom chayim, and Yisrael tells him, gegezun tereik. Shtelzich the shayle, what is going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu just heard from the Eibishter himself that the Jews are alive. They're oppressed. They're in bondage. They're suffering. They don't have night. They don't have day. But you just heard from the Eibishter himself that they're alive. What do you mean you go back and you tell your father-in-law, you know that they're alive. The Eibishter just told you. And you're going out to take them out of Golis. So you could say, B'derech HaTzachas, that go and tell Yisrael, I'm going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Say, so you're nuts. I was one of Pari's advisors. You're going to go and take them out of Mitzrayim. Ichtav nishtam kefrum etochte. Frum is arashatevis, food stamps, rent subsidy, welfare, Medicaid. I need somebody that's going to take care of my children, my grandchildren. I need somebody that's going to be here. So he wouldn't let him go. So he said, you know what, ich hab dort ein paar alte Brüder. Ein paar alte Brüder, wo ef schaats hava, geges und teit. Maybe you'll bring back a few dollars. But we can't say that that is what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind. Moshe Rabbeinu turned to his father-in-law and he said, 210 years of golos. 210 years of oppression. V'inoi v'arba me'yashana. The Shibud Goli, the Shibud that was so great, comes now, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, what is the matzav of the Yidden in this period of time? Ha'oidom chayim. So it's an ogdod, the atam advekim Hashem olikechem chayim. What are they living with? What are they up to? What are their values? What are their goals? The Shibud of the Golis of today, to a degree, a greater shibud than there was in the Golus Mitzrayim. In the Golus Mitzrayim, it was an oppression that had to do with the physical. Get up in the morning, work, you don't have enough, we'll stuff your kid into the wall. It was a physical oppression. The rate of assimilation today in the world, Rachmanu Litzlan, is above 65%. Take out the rikuzim with our living, the Orthodox Jews, which the Orthodox Jews today are 20-something percent of Jews in the world, is there's an oppression today. There's an assimilation that has to do with things which we shouldn't talk about, with things which have to do with morals, which has to do with general involvement in what is happening in the world. A free society, the oppression of 70 years of communist rule which has ended, but the Tinoikei Shenishpu around the world, is something that has no precedent at any given time. I was called down to a meeting where the United Jewish Communities, which is the UJA, made a study of Judaism in America post the census. And they came to a realization, they brought down all the people, the heads supposedly of the different organizations in Judaism, to bring out the theme of this. What was their theme? First, how did you get into this? They called 5,500 people throughout America randomly. If you said you were Jewish, you were in the study. Didn't matter if your father was Jewish, your mother was Jewish. What they came out with was, Rahman al-Islam, that in the year 2040, there will be 90% less Jews than there are now because of assimilation. That's what they came out with. After they finished this thing, they turned to everybody and they said, they wanted to hear comments. So the Reform people made comments, the Conservative, the Reconstructionist, the guy that was there from the Agud, they came, my turn, I said, I want to be last. I said, you know, your whole study is flawed. Now you have to understand something. They put in something like $14 million into this study. So everybody jumped back floored. I said, you don't have in this study not Williamsburg, not Crown Heights, not Borough Park, not Flatbush. You don't have in this study Fairfax. You don't have in this study Skokie. You don't have the places where the people in general, their thought is. A person has a child and a dog, and in that order. Not necessarily does the child come before the dog. We're living today in a situation where, I told him, I said, you don't know what is happening in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in Butte, Montana. You don't know what is happening in Butte, in Idaho. You don't know what's happening in Yazoo City, Mississippi. You don't know what's happening in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You don't know what is happening in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You don't know what is happening anywhere in the world. You took 5,000 people randomly and without you determining the destiny of the Jewish people. And I told them, I said, it's going to come Pesach. There'll be 600 young rabbis that are going to be traveling around precisely to these communities that you say are on the verge of extinction, that you say are no longer going to exist. And they're traveling around to these communities and they're going to make a Seder Pesach. And they're going to tell the people, there's a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that there's an Eibishter in the world. And that became Moshe Rabbeinu's first job. To bring in the element of Yiddish, of Emunah in the Eibishter. And we see, where did we come to Emunah? What was the end result? In the next Parsha, right away in Parshas Vayera, Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and he says, I'm going to take you out of bondage. I'm going to bring you to the promised land. Eretz Zavas Chol Uvadvash. What is the reaction? The Jews should be jumping for joy. What did they say? V'lo shama al Moshe. They didn't listen. Why Rashi says, Pasuk says, Mikoytzer Ruach, U'mi'avei d'kasha. Rashi says, what's Koytzer Ruach? Sh'nishimosim hoysa k'tzara. Imagine, Shtel Tzachavek, an 80-year-old Rebbe, on a milk box, in a field, 3,600,000 men, 3 million people, and each of them is going, ha, ha, ha. They were breathing very heavy. There was no microphone. Who could hear them? Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't hear. But that isn't what it is. The mind was too short to understand that there's an element of ruchnius, that there's an element of spirituality. And is going to take them out of Golas. Why may I avoid the kasha? They were bound, tied up in the chaimable veinim. They were tied up in their own chumrias. And they thought, they'll come mulveinim, they'll come somebody from the White House, and they'll negotiate a deal for them. They'll get it down to a 48-hour work week. They'll get vacation. They'll get shorter hours. They'll be able to go here. They'll be able to go there. After everything, they're on the other side of the Yamsuf. Bizas Hayam, Ashidas from Makas Choshen. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdi. That's when they had Amunah. And this is the job that you have. This is your mission that you're going out into the world, is to instill the Amunah in Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdi. After the Neibishna, Sadar Rebbe, and the Rebbe cares for each and every Jew wherever he is. And that those that say that the Jewish people are going to be extinct, Rachmanu Litzlan, from our own people that say this in their studies, is they have to know that it's Lehevel V'Larik, that talking through walls. Why? Because there's a Ligin Shel Melech of Bochrim that are going precisely to these places to make Sedarim and to say, just the way we went out of Mitzrayim, we'll go out of this Golas. So this is the schus that you have, that you're going on this shlichus, and that you're representing the Rebbe to bring emunah and bitachin and klal Yisrael in a terrible time also. What is happening in Iran, what is happening, what just happened in Toulouse, Hayalaysia. Kids that went to a Lubavitch school. This is what your mission is all about. Is prepare yourself. From when we met some of you by the interviews, I hope that you learned something since then. Should really ask some questions around, maybe. We'll see who knows what to answer. But we have a very, very concise program today. We're fortunate to be the second speaker. We're going to see now a video from the Rebbe. And our Pesach was here last year, and by great acclaim, Rav Mordechai Farkash from Bellevue, Washington is back with us. And he will be the second speaker. I'll introduce the first speaker after we see a video from the Rebbe.
Was a chechid der Monte des Wadr Shalifni zeh, ben regehe zu dem Kennis von der Schluchi, ba Eretz HaKedish, u b'yachad im zeh, chechid mitzadig wen die Schluchi, was gefinne zeh, bishara rotzis. Was da sehr rätschen nach Reden bechlau wegen drei Fahnen. Die Muskel echt frier und die Muskel nach Reden. Da der Schliche, Schlichus, der Gericht mehr nicht, nimmt mehr in dem Kirch der Assie. Oder noch mehr in der Kirch am Meister oder dem ganzen, mit dem ganzen Schliach. Azer wird der Mischaleach. Und dann noch dort der Chidisch, Alpiteir, Sachsidisch, wie verstandig bekam er mit Chemis, als er dort der Kaf Schalei, der Messias von dem Schaliach. Und dass er nicht gestiere zu Messias am Schaliach, wie bald er mir sagt, nachher Sruch Lefone, schau Marti, wie Nasser Rezeni, darf es auch sein, schau Nasser Rezeni, darf es sein, ein Nasser. Nele darf sein an Eise. Was er nicht bleibt, der Rotzen allein und der Baller Rotzen, dass er dort der Baller Rotzen ist geworden am Marti. Und danach hat sich durchgeführt, wenn Nasser die Zähne durch den Zweiten, weil der Zweite wird er noch beloschen, Harava Magi. Steh hat sich das Kessel, dass er nicht der Zweite, nur dass der Zweite halb. Stehe Chatzoi Zürich, muss er werden zusammen, ein und eins gesagt, wie der Mond friert, wo hoi und der Bosse reiche. Wo du sie sichert, ne gehe zu jeder Schlier, als er kann sich trachten, als er sich übergeben, den ganzen zum Schalleich, zu ne sieht der Reine zum Remden schwer. Wenn Eli wird auf er horren, er wird sich gehen und wird tun. Kefi jecholte, wie ein weißer Geist, und danach wird es schwer maschlim sein, warum geht sich als ein Schliach gemäßig. Sagt man ihm, als er darf sein, der Messias von Schliach. Tag im Bern nicht wie Kafschele und Tische kamen mit Schalchavele, in den Minien als Schlichus, und befragt noch ein schlimmes als Schlichus. Aber der Schliach ist im ganzen Messias am Schliach, ist eine sichere Sache, dass es steht so in Zürich. Bejachat im Seher darf aber reich sein, der ganze Sturm in seinem Tag in Kapschelei, darf sein der ganze Stunde, wie sie tut, der Bosser war da mit Lamach Hewe. Wenn ich das sage, geht in Gashmi, bei Gashmi zu Basi, und Basi in der Ehle, man sagt, Tacht, ein schön Tacht, bei Mathe Menno, in der Sie, a Gashmi, bei Gami, Basi, und Ruchni. Bekommen sie den ganzen Kistile nicht, also den ganzen Messias am Schaleich, Adrade, und das will der Schaleich, und das wird der Teilung vom Schaleich, wie der Rebbe Marashi mit Baruchu, wie schad der Schalich tut mit den ganzen Sturm, als er mit sie ist fast. Bis wann ist er das macht, für er mit sie ist am Mietis. Wo du sie sicher kommen, nach Reinem Rätsel wegen Gimmel gefahren, von nach Reinem von Nigle, dann auch als Rätsel derselbe Rinnin und wir klappten voneinander, die Tere Sachsides wird maß mit Mure. Wer Adrabe, a viele in den kleinsten Leben, aber mir geht über den Mernitz wie die Asie allein, aber für Kind darf dort nicht sein, der Messias hat schon lief. Er kann sich abgeben, dann noch trachten, was ist ihm nicht gehe, er hat das abgegeben, dem Schaller, und dann noch hat er nicht noch folgen, wo der Funde weiter geworden. Sagt, nein, das bleibt, ich habe abgegeben, dem Schaller, es geht Bild bei jedem, er legt vielen, der Hein darf sie kommen zu gehen morgen und sie darf die Baderin belaschen am Medina. Und nicht losen Ruhe, zu was der Fem gepeilt, Tatke die Kach. Der Hanoch ist vielen Hein, als sie geworden Mitzwa, gelehrtes Mitzwa, als er legt das Eichet Montag in die Früh. Allach es kam, wie kam er Dienstag, wenn der Wäschchen haben, zweimal Hanoch ist vielen, wo seinen Gehle, der Hanoch ist vielen, bei ihm erschließt. Wenn ich der Scheich ist zu sagen, wenn er fehlt, hat der Meister Josema Scheich. Wo der Vater die Fälte darge, was mir sagt, das ist nicht der Pschad, aber sie kommt der Fälte, nur drüber, wie er tut, durch die alle drei. Das ist ein Samen darge, was mir dafür haben, bei jeder von den Friedrichen drei. Und er heißt sie, was er, als er voll Pi, wo dem Tee von Schliech und dem Maschke mit allen Schliechern und der Reihen, retten sie sich zu mehr nicht, wie zu einem Teil von den Jeden, was sie finden sich dort. In dem Schlamitose dürfen alle wissen sein, dass jeder von uns, mit der Klallisloh, seine Schluchen von der Siedereine von Remdem schwer. Und das ist eine Sache, was aus der Hogitan einmal ist er sehr geblieben, bin ich bedürfen mir, wie beschaß mir wird einmal an jeder, der dann noch lohnt und lohnt und lohnt.
In Deutschland.
In Deutschland.
Und
sie ernehmen Ich bin dann dort gewesen. Und dann noch, wenn ich halt das so etwas für das Verlehr, kannst du die Schicht nach hinten schmulen?
Ja, ja. Ja, wir
können mit der Schicht. Aber das ist die von damals, die so ist und alle Sachen, dann schicken sie auch Kompon, um auf das Dornen so sein zu kommen. Mehr. Das war ein bisschen hysterisch nach Wochenab.
We only have two official speakers on the program today. And the way we're going to do it now is we're going to divide Rabbi Farkash's presentation. The first part is going to be about Bedikas Chometz and Agolas Kalim. Then there's going to be someone that is going to come in and tell you how to conduct the Seder and possibly answer some of the questions that I've asked you that some of you couldn't find your tongues when I asked it. So I'm going to ask Rav HaGoyen HaPesek, Rav Marta Farkash, Shliya Fernabin and Rav, and Meir Tzedek in Bellevue, Washington, do the first half of his presentation. Then he will do the second half of the halachic presentation, which is very, very important, about how to conduct the Seder, especially with the Zmanim. Weil die Mistaken wurden sich jetzt gestellt.
First of all, Shus, Al-Khashwe, Tamlechachomim, Tmimim. First of all, Alhamdulillah, Moret, Ibus Al-Shakye, I would like to, Professor Shakeach, Professor Katlaski, in the office, for this amazing work of putting together a program, sending some of the Bachrim, Merkish Lichas and Pesach, and preparing them properly, Tayoim Iyun, to be ready, to be Matzliach. And I have a suggestion, and it's not a psak, it's not a halacha, but it's a concept of Menschlichkeit and Akoras HaTov. You'll know what it takes to prepare a program like this. We all know that it involves money, it involves keiches ha-nefesh and keiches ha-guf. So my suggestion is for all the bochim who are here, abadeh v'l'chala, on the way to their shlichas, you're going to go by the oil, will be a good idea to mention each one the proteus, to ask Taka from the Rebbe, as he was a twin in them, especially they were standing Barosh, Rav Katlaski, Shantef Taka de Keuches, Begashmias, Beruchnias, to continue, Bekesef Kipshutai, Emit Brius Kipshutai, Spashat Amenschlichkeit, and it makes sense that we should all keep it in mind, Vayuch Yom Mishonim Tevis. Maskim. Not ask me, it's my thing, but okay. We divided the talk today into two schedules, two programs. I will discuss Bdikas Chometz and Agolas Kelim at first, and then the second half we will discuss the Seder, some which we have discussed in the previous year, and also Emes HaMedrash B'Lei Chiddush, maybe some new discoveries in Inyanim. To make our work easier, Mirz Hashem, this year. And as I said last year, and I'm going to mention it again, and I'm going to emphasize it once and maybe in twice, that in our shir today, we are discussing halachas, which in some cases, Beinoi lebeinatzmoi, meaning the way each and every one of us here, of the Bachrim, and the Mirz Hashem, you're going to run your own home, you are lav dafke going to conduct yourself in the same ways that we are discussing. Meaning that because of the circumstances and the short time that you have in preparation for Pesach, and it's not your own home, we are using which Halacha always provides in Shas HaTzorech when necessary. But it should not in any way be taken for yourself and for the Asid as the final Halacha. We all know that by Yidden and by Chassidim Bifrat, specifically when it has to do with Halachas related to the kitchen, we are more machmir, we are looking for guidance in halacha to make it the best way possible, not looking for any shortcuts. If it's regarding kol hashana kula, halachas kama v'kama when it comes to Pesach, we are machmir, bechsidi, bepesach nish gemisht, with the best and closest friends. We know that the akpodes and the minhagim would have to do with as much to be careful from chometz on Pesach and the preparations from before Pesach. And that's how Mirz Hashem, everyone is going to run his own home and his own seders. But now, in addition to discuss the ideal direction, we're also going to share opinions in halacha which we're going to rely on, as it was accepted by our Rabbanim, Rabbani Chabad, in these particular situations. But it should not again be taken as Halacha L'maisa v'chaya yom yom. By Pesach we know, I once heard it from Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, Olav HaSholem, he said in a shir regarding Pesach, so he says, the Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman that we say every morning, a Pesach, Einoi Nechol Elo Balaylo, Ve'einoi Nechol Elo Ad Chatzois, Ve'einoi Nechol Elo Limnuyo, Ve'einoi Nechol Elo Tzolin, Rabbi Eliyahu pointed out, and he says, so many times the word Einoi Nechol is repeated. Shuv Einoi Nechol, Ve'shuv Einoi Nechol, Maspik, Pa'am Echad, once, to say, Einoi Nechol, Elo Balaylo, Ad Chatzois Limnuyo Ve'tzoli. The Adgoshe, he said, was to walk away from the Mishnah, one thing you're going to remember. I remember Pesach is a Pes Einoi Nechol. Vos Veisich Nish, Mies Nish. Whatever I'm going to eat, Rishin Frenga Shaila. Einoi Nechol, Ve'einoi Nechol, Ve'einoi Nechol. And this is our directions. And this is the way it's in a perfect world. And now that we are in a world, as the Rebbe just spoke, and as was mentioned earlier, that we are dealing with particular situations in Matzavim, so we are here to share and to learn together and to see how Halacha can guide us. So the Seder is going to be later. Let's start first of all with Chometz. In your own personal Chometz, many Bochim are here, they have rooms in the dormitories. So first of all, you have to make sure it's a Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag. So if no one is going to be staying in your room during Pesach, so you still have an obligation if you learn here, or whatever you learn, is also an obligation of Chiyuv of Bdikas Chometz, obviously mit Ada Brocha, since it is not the time of Dika, which is only Oyla Abosor. Those rooms that are going to be sold in a Ashtar Mechiras Chometz through the non-Jew, to a Goy. So there is a big discussion, the famous discussion in Halacha, but mainly which we know is the big discussion between the Divrei Nechemya and the Tzemach Tzedek regarding those rooms and those homes that are going to be sold for a Goy, whether or not they need Bdikas Chometz Beleil Yudalad if the person is still staying there Beleil Yudalad, even though that the next morning is traveling to a public Seder or Lahavdil Ashver and Shviger and Geit Nishayim dort during Pesach, that the Tzemach Tzedek was in the opinion that this home does not need Bdikas Chometz. The Divrei Nechemya went in with a big Shakel V'Tarya that's printed in the Divrei Nechemya, both what the Tzemach Tzedek wrote to him, all involves around the sugya, fun, a person rents out a place to his house to somebody else on Erev Pesach. Usually it's the obligation of the soicher, of the renter, leave doik, because he wants to do the mitzvah. We assume that nichele le'inish le'me'evat mitzvah, b'mamayne, a person wants to do his own mitzvah. But if you know he's not going to do it, is the question whether it's a chiyuv ala maskir livdoik, and around this sugya is the discussion which mentioned earlier. So the maisa, if you're living now and you're going to sell your room for the goy, then you are potter from dika. But if you're not selling it, so either you can do it now, if there is a bocher who is staying in the dormitory or in the place that you are staying, when you live there, he's going to be the oil abosor, so you should also, you appoint him to make the bdika the night before Pesach. You're coming to your destination. Some of you are going to stay in hotels, I assume. Some of you are going to stay by Balabatim, under a frum yidden, under a not frum yet. What is your responsibility as far as bdikas chometz in the places that you are staying during Pesach? And I believe that also some of you are probably not staying there for the old Pesach, rather only in the beginning. The way it's being discussed in Paskim, the staying in a hotel and the responsibilities of Dikas Chometz for a guest who stays in a hotel is exactly the same as I mentioned earlier all related to the same sugya in Gemara in Psachim Dav Dalet. Iboilu amaskil bayis lachaveroi, who has the obligation of Bdikas Chametz. In other words, we assume lemaisa that when you move into a hotel and you're going to stay there during Pesach, you have the status in halacha of a soicher. A soicher is a person who rents. You can rent by renting an apartment, and you can rent by paying your room, by paying the hotel to stay there. So you're also a soicher. Mimela, so if you're going to be staying there during Pesach, or in a home that you're going to pay for rent, obviously, since you became responsible for the place, they gave you the key, it is only your right to go in there, even though that in a hotel there is a room service which comes in. But generally speaking, you were koined, bekinyan, you put a credit card on, kinyan kesef, shligia, it's still exactly how the kinyan works. So if you're going to be the leil yudalet, which means this year, next week, Thursday night, you are already staying in the hotel in your city or the country where you arrived to conduct the public seder, and you're going to be there during Yom Tov, even just the first days. Obviously, you have the requirement, the chiyuv, to conduct bdikas chometz, kechol mishpatoi vechukosoi, like you do it in your regular home, which means, as you all go into the halachas, you can find it in the Rebbe's Agoda. You clean the place before, and you place a sol ptitin, and you search at lo'ir aner, and you make a bibrocha before you check the chametz, and you make a declaration of bitl after you check the chametz. Normal. I mentioned it last year, and I'm going to mention it again. Practically, most hotels in the world are not going to let you to kindle a candle for any usage, every normal hotel. If they do let you, maybe you should consider again if you want to stay there. And being that you can't do it lo'ir aner, so if you have a psak, which was written in a number of places regarding to certain inyonim, specifically also regarding Bdikas Chametz, food, Arab Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which he clearly writes that you could use a flashlight for Bdikas Chametz. The flashlight should be with the ones which have not the fluorescent light, rather the yellow light. And his mehalach is that this is considered lemufchor regarding the necessity for age, etc., etc. So you want to prepare yourself accordingly to be able to do the kashomets, and you do it with a brocha. You do it with a brocha regularly, just like you would do it with a candle. This is when you stay in a hotel room. If you stay in someone's house or in a house that someone lets you use, or if you are in a college town, if it's a room in the dormitory, as long as you know that there is permission to use a candle, so then obviously there's a specific adgosha in the Gemara, a pasik, a chapes, a Yerushalayim b'neirois. So we know that searching has to do dafke mitaneir, so then you're going to do it properly. Clear. When you're coming to the hotel, you remember that there's an obligation of bdikas chametz for you. Number two, if you are going to be in a hotel, only oil abos, or sometimes we have Bochrim, who are arriving to a certain town, whether it's in Europe or even in America, but you're going to switch hotels. There is the hotel that you're going to stay, oil abos, or, and then the next morning you're going to get up and go into a car, or someone's going to pick you up and drive you to the destination where you're going to conduct the Seder. So just being in the hotel room at the night of Oyel HaBosor, the night of Pesach, So the Primer Godin brings, and that's how it's paskened by Poskim La'alocha, you would also conduct the mitzvah of Dikas Chametz, but since you're not going to stay there during Pesach, so you're going to do it with Ada Brocha. The next morning, you will, once you arrive in the hotel or in the place that you're staying, then you will continue again making Dikas Chametz, because Dikas Chametz you do any time, even during Pesach. So you're going to do it again, Mita Brocha. So again, if you have two locations, the first night, Oil Abbas, or you're staying in one hotel room, because this is when you arrived and you're getting prepared. And then on the next morning, you're going to go to another room, you're going to do Bdikas Chametz, Shloil Chalek, between Batakona, not to differentiate between you and someone else. So you're going to do Bdikas Chametz, Oil Abbas, with Ada Brocha, continue next morning to your destination, the new hotel, you're checking in for the Pesach, you're going to do Bdikas Chametz with a brocha. Again, here you have to keep the time, because as we know that Bitul Chametz has to be done only till up to Shor Shishi is the latest. So if you do it before, you will do Bdikas Chametz and also recite the Nusach of Bitul Chametz. If it's after Shor Shishi, Kemeshen is Mevatel Zan Chametz, it's not yours to be Mevatel, right? But you will be by the Chametz with a bracha. Another important thing which has to do with the hotels, I believe that some of you at least are going to be staying in hotels or in houses which are not clean for Pesach. So we know that in the hotel rooms they provide you, part of the room service is they fill up your refrigerator with all kinds of goodies, which most of them is zicher chametz. Andre can say I feel a tray feichet, but for sure it's chametz. So what do you do with chametz that is in your room that was placed in your possession? The hotel expects you to use it and then charge you for it. So you're not going to use it because it's chametz, but it's still, it's in your achrayas, it's in your hotel room. So here is the aloha of, if first of all, you can tell, if it's possible, inform the hotel that you're not interested in any of the foods and drinks they provide you. So like this, you're making a statement, chvilos nish, nichdafos nish. So as we're going to see soon, that statement is important. And even for chametz, which doesn't belong to you necessarily, but it's in your position, in your possession. Number two, if this hotel does not take it out, since it's in your responsibility, so we have the halacha that chametz, which is found in someone's reshus, you create a mechitza in front of it. So when you're going to be schlepping mechitzas, basic nish, so at least you put a note on the refrigerator or on the storage cabinet where they keep the chametz. Write it, it's chametz, and if you can put a piece of tape to close it up, like this, you're going to make sure that you are not going into any challenges with the halacha of keeping chametz in your own hotel room. This is as far as the hotel is concerned. If you're going to be staying in a home, if it's a home of a Jew, and you're going to eat whatever he eats, then, if it's a shein kashrus, is one of the community members, there is no chiyuv dikas chametz on you, on Oil Abbaso, because the chametz is not yours. Even if you brought something with you, it's the Bala Bois, as the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, is mighty everyone else with dikas chametz, unless if it does not check for chametz, so then you are going to be the one for doing it. So this is as far as Bdikas Chametz is concerned. If you have any questions regarding that, we will do it later. Sreifas Chametz is obviously Friday. So when it comes the time of Biur, whatever area you are, so you have to burn the Chametz, and after burning the Chametz that you found, or the Chametz that you have on the Bdika, you again say the Nusach of Bitul Chametz, the Kol Chamira. Obviously, if you don't have Chametz, you don't burn, but still, in Halacha, it says that you should still say the Nusach of Kol Chamira, the Nusach of Bitul Chametz, even though you said it the night before, B'Shasa B'dika, you still have to say it again at the time of Biur, even you don't have Yom Chomet. But you have to remember to do it. Some places, some communities, not only in Europe, even here in America, they would not allow you to make fires in a front yard, in a backyard. Bechlau, fire is a great concern in the world today, and you have to be careful. You have to be sensitive. You don't want to create a commotion before the Seder, with someone ordering police, neighbors calling up, tutzach, two black hats are standing outside and putting up fires, and mizok psukim. So you have to know that you learned it in the Mishnah, and it's brought on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The biur chometz is lav dafke b'sreifa. Yisreifenu, o yifarerenu, v'zoyre l'ruach. And as the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch clear, that when you take chometz and mashlicha lebeis hakisei, you dispose it into the bathroom, into the toilet, so the Alter Rebbe, areyu kemevuar min ha'olam legamre. This is called consumed. Simen tof mem hei, seif hei. This is considered mevuar. This is considered disposed. No person can benefit from the chometz who wanted to run into the toilet. The Rebbe says that you don't even have to be mefarer it. Once you throw it into a besakise, that you can assume that no one is going to take advantage of that. And mainly for us, this is important to realize that you can fulfill with that the mitzvah of biur chometz. So this is as far as biur chometz is concerned, and everything goes well regarding chometz and erev Pesach. But there is another big issue when it comes to chometz. Noch an important issue regarding chometz. This has to do already with the Seders, and it's a question what comes up, and you have to deal with that. The question is, you sit by the Seder, and you're welcoming all the Yidden who are coming to join you, and they are being very nice and friendly, and they come over, either to you or to their friends, with a shayne fleshel of whiskey, or a Smirnov bottle. No, how do you sit down a Seder? On zong l'chaim? Ayid, zok l'chaim. Pesach night for sure. We obviously all know that all those wonderful stuff, when it comes to Pesach, is chametz. So what do you do with chametz which arrives in your possession on Pesach? Far Pesach, veisim meklor, nom yetz glem. You're searching for chametz, you're mevayr chametz, you're canceling the chametz, but here is already Pesach. Pesach, you can't cancel the chametz. It's not yours. It's also by noy. So practically speaking, what do? With those bottles of drinks or foods that somebody brings to your place for Pesach? So number one, Pashut, practically, you have to make an awareness at your public seders that we are not welcoming any gifts whatsoever. Making clear, you put up a big sign, the kolashin, the lashin, that we are not taking in. Please do not bring in food. Sakana. As you have those signs all through the border in Eretz Yisrael. Endangerment. Sakana. Brengish. We don't want it. No. Abakadakam from Yehudim Toivim. They will probably at some part, at some of you say they'll smuggle in or present you with a wonderful gift of chometz. So what do you do with that? So there is two things that we should be aware of. Number one, Yisidoa Alocha, which the Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch, This is in Tav Mem Ches. There's two pratim here. I want you to pay attention to both pratim. Tav Mem Ches is the simen which talks also about Mechiras Chametz, introduces Mechiras Chametz, and the simen is Chametz Shavar Olav Pesach. In that simen, the Alter Rebbe brings Seif Gimel, Nachri She'evi Li Yisrael Doiron Shel Chametz. A goy brought you Doiron Shel Chametz. He brought it to you, forget about Pesach. He brought it to you, Beyonte Va'achro Yisamuch Lechashecha. You're holding it ready, Mashiach Sudas, almost Pesach is over, just a few minutes before nightfall, and he brings you in a gift of Chametz. The number one is, which Allah says, you can't take it, you can't receive it. You're not allowed to be mekabelet. The etzem kabbalah, by receiving it in your hand, you are koinet. Niknaloi adoiro mekinyan gomur. And the moment you accept it, ya'oiveram baliroi balimotze, berega ze she'ad alaylo. Meaning, you are talking about one moment before nightfall. Kiblima reget. In that moment, you're able to baliroi just by accepting it. You can't even tell himself the Alter Rebbe to place it in a secluded place, which will present a willingness in accepting that gift. Because if you're expressing a willingness of accepting it, the halacha is, now comes the chatzah mishum shlichus principle that you will wonder, is it ever going to apply to my life? Now you know, the Alter Rebbe says, because chatzah mishum shlichas is rabbi, and the chatzah is yishliach, and the shlucha shel olam kameisei, so that chametz is going to be considered yours. The moment, the last minute before Pesach ends. So this is, what do? You have to make a statement. Either you make a statement, he doesn't use the words, but he says, "Einika mitir dvarov shu chofetz ba'adorim." No, that's called in Yiddish, "A kvetchton mit nose." I'm not interested in this chametz. So first of all, you have to make a kvetch mit nose. Ich winish. I'm not interested in the chametz. And the Alter Rebbe says, "Tev lehachmir uleforish befiv," that I don't want it. So now, the toiv leachmir, which is a toiv leachmir, obviously, if someone comes to you in your first time Jew coming into the hotel to the seder and offering you the beautiful bottle of whiskey, and you're gonna follow the toiv leachmir, you're gonna say, "Okay, young man, I don't want it. I don't want it. You're rejecting me. Okay, maybe it's not for me this experience, and you're gonna lose them altogether." So that toiv leachmir we're not going to use here. But at the same time, you have to make a statement that I am not interested in, I'm not welcoming that gift. By letting it stay in your house or in your possession, and without crooning with your nose, is the Rebbe says, a moment before the end of Pesach, ya'oiva baliroi balimotze, regardless if you want it or not, because Chatzeira Shalom Kainaslai, this is your place now. You rented the place, it's under your responsibility. This is your house now. This is number one. And here comes plat number two. What do you do, Lemaise, with that mashke which was provided for you? So here, we have to know that when you get Chometz on Pesach, like the example I gave you, the mashke which was given to you as a gift, and it happens in Zdorim Tziburim, and it happens in communities where people are in Shlichas, even in Batim Pratim, Zdorim Pratim. They don't know. Even they know that you're not going to drink it tonight. They assume that I saw the rabbi saying L'chaim the Shabbos before, even he learned somewhere that you don't drink mashke on Pesach. No, Zalav HaSaltan, Afnof Pesach, I did my gift. The Gemara says in Yuma that's the nature of a guest, that he brings with them a kankan shel cheres and oil shel behem. But guests bring gifts. And what's a nicer gift than a bottle of booze and a bottle of mashke? So we make this as a, what do? What you do is as follows. There's a difference between the first day Yom Tov and the second day Yom Tov. You have to remember this year, the first day is also Shabbos. But regarding this halacha, there's no difference if it's Shabbos or not. The first day Yom Tev, since Muktzah, since Chametz is also by Noah, and Yom Tev Rishon is by the Raisa, so the Chametz is Muktzah. Being that it's Muktzah, you can't touch it. You can't even fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, you can't even bring it down to the bathroom because it's Muktzah. So those of the Alter Rebbe is Koyfe all of us a kli. You put a cover over it. You're not going to touch it. You Koyfe all of us a kli, you put a cover over it, and you're going to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, you're going to take that bottle of Mashke straight into the toilet room, arrangis nem ganzen flash and flush in the water, and that's how you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. That's what you have to do with it. Some of you places, you might have a goy who helps you with the story. Even on the first day Yom Tov, a mir le goy is only a shvus, is a isa de rabbanon, b'mokoy mitzvah, so since it's shvus, the shvus b'mokoy mitzvah, so if you have a goy in your seder, in your community, you can ask him to take the bottle and tell him, please, take it to the toilet room. And pour it out. I can't use it. It's very dangerous. Make him feel that there's something very important here. This is the first day Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov, which the Yom Tov Sheni is with the Rabbanon, and Yom Tov Sheni with the Rabbanon, there's no Yisur Muktzah. So then you yourself, or as the Alter Rebbe says, if there is a goy, im efshar al nochi lo yasi al de Yisrael, besser ev a goy do it, but if there is no goy, then you take it yourself and you pour it out in, again, in the Beis HaKisei, because this is Chometz which needs to be levuer min ha'olam. This is clear how we're going to deal with that when you are getting those presents. Don't try to keep it or to give it away, etc., etc. It has to, it's Chometz which came to your possession after the time that you have the koyach to be mevatel chametz. You can't do bittul chametz. Put it in your mind. You can't be mevatel chametz after Erev Pesach, after Shavuos. That's not yours to be mevatel. You can only get rid of it. And that's how you're going to get rid of it, and that beyond Rishon beyond the shame. We will continue soon, but we have the great opportunity for the next speaker.